This is Laura Walker of OracleReport.com. It's Sunday, June 12th, 2016. This is a special edition of the Oracle Report, and I'm titling it Managing the Trauma Response to Terror. Let's all take a deep breath before we begin here, shall we? So I woke up at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm on Eastern Time Zone. I woke up crying. I didn't know why. It's not that out of the ordinary for me, but never fun. So I went back to sleep for a little while, and I woke up and checked the headlines and saw that the Orlando terror attacks had begun at around 2 a.m., that they had happened, and then they had started around 2 a.m., according to reports right now, 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And immediately the Sabian symbol of the Taurus cycle, last month's cycle, ran through my mind, the symbolic battle between swords and torches. We see that that battle now that was symbolic becomes manifest, becomes real. So that Sabian symbol, that Taurus new moon Sabian symbol, the symbolic battle between swords and torches, was about war and peace and darkness and truth. And we see now that beginning to manifest. What was symbolic or happening at higher realms last month is now becoming real and clear even more every day. So I did not record a new moon overview for the Taurus cycle. I had been trying to do that, to prepare for doing that since January, the Capricorn cycle, when the Taurus, the May cycle was foreshadowed to me, along with the Pisces cycle. The Pisces new moon begins on February 27th. That cycle lasts February 27th through March 27th. March 27th begins the new moon in Aries, so that's the new solar lunar year, new energetic year, astrologically. So I haven't fully processed the experience I had in January. I've mentioned it a few times, not to be cryptic about it or leaving anything hanging, but I couldn't process it. It began on January 25th. It was a download for 3 days. It was induced by intense sleep deprivation. And it lasted a total of 8 days, that all told, all of it with the physical effects after all of the beginning parts of the download. Yesterday afternoon, I had a realization, because I had a rough week last week and had many things on my mind. And I realized yesterday that I was never going to be fully prepared to talk about that Taurus cycle and everything that was foreshadowed in January that was going to happen in the Taurus cycle, and what would be basically the culmination of all of that in the Pisces cycle, the Pisces lunar month, the last lunar month of the year. And sometimes you have to face things when you're not prepared to face them. That's one of my favorite lines from Flaming Lips band, the Flaming Lips song. Fight Test is the song. Understanding this that we have to face things when we are not prepared to face them. Understanding this is a key component to integrating the inner sacred masculine, our inner thelete, our will and our desire. And that's what all of this is about now, the shift of the ages. It is the taking up of will and desire, the return of the sacred masculine in union with the sacred feminine to restore balance and sanity. So I've carried the information I received in January, like the Sabian symbol we just had with Uranus the Sabian symbol of a woman in pastel colors carrying a heavy and valuable but veiled load. Now it's time to unload, unburden, because carrying it has affected me. And it's time to share, because it's time to prepare. In January, in a waking altered state of consciousness, I was witness to the Mahavidyas and the band of brothers, me on the sidelines, witness forces, you could say, of dark and light on a field. And the wave of those in the light, or where the light shone on the field, overtook, so to speak, those on the field in the darkness, those out of the sun, out of the light. It was like simultaneously like watching energetic waves with one signal dominating the strength of the other signal, somewhat like arm wrestling, as it just the dominant or the stronger arm just eventually begins to overtake the other. But it was a hell of a scene. It was just the battle of swords and torches is you know, completely captures it. Angels and demons. It was a heavy amount of data was pouring into my third eye, and it was, I barely ever got to close my eyes. My eyes were just, you know, very low, with just, you know, I could just see out a little bit because so much data was coming in so fast, and I couldn't process it all. In fact, I had to send it on to a geode. If you're ever having an overwhelm of information, send it to a crystal. Geodes are great. And during this whole experience, I felt like I was at this on the sidelines watching, but also part of it, because I felt like I was a horse or riding a horse that was being pushed way too hard, far beyond the limit. I saw a battle take place at higher levels of consciousness, and I saw the light side, the good guys win. In this, the Taurus lunar cycle, the one we just had, Taurus 2016, new moon, was significant, and the Pisces cycle was significant. When I, after this experience in January, a few days later, because I was really in that space for quite some time, it was reflected in the work reports at that time even, after that experience, it was time for me to finally go and look at all the new moons for this upcoming new year that we began April 7th. So I hadn't done that, and it was the end of January already, and I usually would have already have done that. Well, that's when I saw that the Taurus cycle, the Sabian symbol for it, was the symbolic battle between swords and torches. I didn't know that at the time of what I was witnessing. And that the Pisces cycle was intent on outdistancing his rivals. A jockey spurs his horse to great speed. So that would be, that cycle would be the full manifestation of the symbolic, energy battle that began at a higher level of consciousness in Taurus cycle. It was seeded prior to that in the Aries new moon, April 7th, so in the Aries cycle, basically the month of April, with the Sabian symbol of the magic carpet of Oriental imagery. And so the magic carpet now begins to take us into places we haven't been. But what I didn't expect was for the symbolic to, that the battle that I witnessed, the symbolic battle that took place in higher levels of consciousness last month, to actually begin to manifest this cycle, this Gemini cycle that we're in. I didn't anticipate that to start to filter out as not symbolic, and therefore in our five-dimensional reality, I would say. I talked about in the Gemini recording for the overview of the cycle, I talked about sudden changes in view, and spills and leaking and spreading, and certainly the terror attack in Orlando was a sudden change in view. And not to minimize that, you know, attacks that have taken place in other places in the world. Here's the thing. Islamic terror has now spread in this version, suicide bombings and targets, you know, lone or cells activating. Islamic terror has now spread to the U.S., so it's nothing new to other places in the world, but it is new to the liberty-ingrained populist culture that is on the rise with the Second Renaissance, and a culture that understands that you cannot disarm yourselves when predators of any kind exist and can attack. Liberty was seeded in America. Sophia infused it here. We love it. It is in our blood. And so the way the Islamic terrorists have been organized, enabled, and financed and coordinated by globalist interests And whether this is a false flag or not is not the issue. The false flag has already begun. It's been happening with the mass, you know, flood of immigrants who are beasts and bandits flown in on military helicopters at night when no one is watching. You know, they'll announce that refugees are coming. The local mainstream media spins it, barely covers it, and then they slip away like thieves in the night. Thieves that are here to steal our will, our ways, and our hearts. And they are here, and they're massing, and they've come to activate. And so the mass trauma response begins if we let it. The difference here is that Americans are not disarmed, as I mentioned. In fact, they are very well armed as a whole. And as this operation continues, people won't be waiting for the police. They will take action on the scene. Why? Because the inner sacred masculine has also activated, and the rape gangs and the Islamic terror culture will not be tolerated. America will never be held under Sharia law. The dramatic spectacles begin. The Gemini cycle, a woman in an emotional speech dramatizing her cause. We've seen this, the drama of the goddess of light, Hillary, shown in photos and videos with golden filters. Hillary Clinton stages a comeback, is I believe what I said prior to that. And I believe I also said that it would be thwarted. The month continues. Okay, so dramatic spectacles are beginning. What looks like mental illness in the world and population is in many cases actually attempts of demonic or archontic possession. It's going to be happening more and more because the archons are losing out. They're choking out. They're losing force and power. They're having to consolidate their resources, and they are attacking in bands onto people. You can see this with these videos. This is not a trend of just suddenly people showing these videos of demonic possessions. These are things that are happening spontaneously. I worked in a psychiatric hospital. I understand the difference between schizophrenic break or hallucinations and something other than that. But so this is going to start happening more and more because it's getting weird. Uranus was conjunct the new moon in Aries this year. Uranus rules weird. So it could happen around you, something like a terror attack or something like a person becoming, you know, just losing their mind or becoming or a demonic possession. Actually, you're witnessing something like that. You might be at the gas station or, I mean, anywhere, okay? And please, I'm not saying these things to be alarmist. As I said, I've struggled with this for months and how to talk about this so that it would be not traumatizing but empowering, because it would be knowledge and it would be something that we could talk about and expect the unexpected in a way and figure out a way to handle this. But more importantly, what we do now. Okay, so someone looks like they're having a seizure, and then all of a sudden it turns into something else. The demons, the archons, use the person to speak. And we might be seeing this, you know, this some kind of effect, you know, like we have some experience with or know someone with this experience because it's happening more. Okay. I'd like to just very briefly talk about the Sabian symbols that were in effect at 2 o'clock a.m. Eastern time when this attack occurred. The sun was at the Sabian symbol of dancing couples crowd the barn in a harvest festival. This was at a nightclub where this happened. Mars is at Indians making camp in new territory. This, you could say, would be the refugees, the terrorists who've been infiltrating, taking territory. You know, the goal is to take over. you know, to convert. Mercury was at a peacock parading on the terrace of an old castle. It's very much about making a scene and ego-centered attraction. What is very interesting to me is that the moon was 1 degree away from first quarter phase. So it was the last degree of the crescent moon phase, which if you heard the Gemini overview when I talked about this month, this was the second lunar month that's like a month-long crescent moon phase. And that crescent energy is about that struggle, you know, to persevere, to continue on, to be, you know, persevere through challenges, to strive. But it's very difficult energy. It is the struggle. And so we were under the fullest effect of crescent energy you could have for the last 4 days that's possible to have. And then the last degree of that phase before the release would come at first quarter today is when this happened. Okay. When I talked in the Gemini new moon about sudden changes in view, this was related to, again, Uranus at an open window and a net curtain blowing into a cornucopia. So Uranus is air and Gemini is air, and it's mental, and it's ruled by Mercury. It's all things, you know, going on in the mind here. And so this is changes of the mind. The change here is in one way the activation of Mars retrograding in Scorpio and the Black Moon now transiting through Scorpio, just recently entering, and at the same time now transiting opposite the Chiron point, which rules suicide, among other things. Suicide bombing is what occurred. Okay, so the fear and instability of knowing it could happen anywhere, at any time, out of the blue, this is the insidious part of trauma. It attempts to rob us of our location and centeredness in space and time. The past and the present and the future become fused together. Our mission for the remainder of this year, this solar lunar year, is singular. Stay on and trust the magic carpet ride. It's our job to manage the trauma response of the archons crashing us, trying to crash us. It's about remaining centered and educated about trauma syndrome so that you can be, we all can be, as a collective, as a unit, as a parliament, responsive instead of reactive. So we manage the trauma response. The first thing to do to understand how to manage the trauma response is to understand the stages of trauma. These things can filter into your life in ways you wouldn't connect. Please keep in mind, I'm not talking about feelings of fear being triggered by this attack in Orlando. It is the nature of trauma in general. The archons, it's their method to induce trauma and insert a mind control program, because people under trauma are heavily suggestible and their memories don't form and their cognitive functioning obviously is not operating anywhere near normal. And so the fear of loss or fear of security, of your security, is pervasive anyway with the Black Moon in Scorpio and Mars in Scorpio now too. So the stages are fear, shock, denial, anger, loss of control, disorganization. Those are the initial stages of trauma. To manage that, we understand we're only so much in control. And releasing and trusting the magic carpet ride and where it is taking us to a better place, ultimately to a better state of being, is what's happening. We minimize looking at the video and the photos of scenes. And for that matter, minimizing the amount of coverage of most anything. There should really be a rebalancing occurring of how much data and interaction is taking place virtually and what is actually being experienced in nature physically. It's important now to maximize self-care. That means drinking enough water, taking care of your body, doing your self-care with your foam roller, with your myofascial release self-care if you're doing that, yoga, whatever you do, whatever your thing is, and nature. Go outside, nature. Okay, it's time now. We have to activate all these skills that we know we're supposed to be doing. We have to do this now. We realize also that we're being played, we're being rooked and gamed to feel like victims, and we are not. We stay centered and we hold the space. We can be a trauma response counselor or educator for other people if it's needed. Understanding with if they are having a response to a fear about something, anything in their life. It doesn't have to be about being someplace where a suicide bomber attacks. It's any fear is going to be is triggered because that's the goal. That's what the Archons want. Remember that feeling unprepared to face or do things is normal, but we do it anyway. I'm totally unprepared for this recording and to do this. As I said, I haven't been able to prepare to do this. But crisis counselors, they just go. They don't think, they just go and they do what they have to do. We bring calm to chaos. Know that higher potential for big moves by the globalists will occur between January, February, and March, especially between February 27th and March 27th. Indications are, as I said, this is probably going to focus around the financial markets in some way, bubbles bursting. And I might remind everybody that the last burst of bubble that we had in the world, 2008, was when the Archons and the New World Order were at the height of power. That's no longer the case. Finally, one bubble I'd like to burst. I'd like to get it off my chest. It's been on my mind and chest and heart for some time, and I don't want to carry it anymore. The highest concentration of the energy of the Demiurge, Gnostic terminology, the chief archon, exists in Iran. He hides there. And when Toto pulls away the curtain, it will be on the Wizard of Iran. Don't live in fear. Don't fall for social engineering agendas and spin. Don't forget that the Archon's time ended April 18th, 2015, the year of shift, the year of the music of the spheres, the MOTS, the Mo, in French, the words. In the beginning, there was the word. What looks like civilization in collapse is really civilization in rebirth, in renaissance. These are the things we remember as we hold the line.